Welcome back to the Mike Shamari Show. You may know my guest today from his many years at the Weather Channel. For those of you in Albany, New York, you may also know him as the chief meteorologist at Capital News 9. Please welcome Mike Bono.
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
It's good to be with you on Long Island, where I spent many years.
Yes, welcome back, in a way.
Yes, I grew up in Queens, but I did spend about 10 or 11 of my last years in what I call my first lifetime in New York, on Long Island in Nassau County, before I moved to other parts of the country.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, how is Albany right now?
Albany is a bustling town. It's funny. Sometimes I feel like it's a sort of a bedroom community or a suburb of New York City, because so many of the New York metro area people have moved up here, and it's the food is just as high quality as it is down there. A lot of commuting going on, and you know, the culture, a lot of the culture has shifted up to this area a lot more than Western New York. When you go out to Buffalo and Rochester, you kind of feel like you're in the Midwest, and people kind of talk like they're from the Midwest.
Mm-hmm.
But Albany is so close to New York City, it's really amazing, but not as much congestion. And a little colder on the winters.
Right. Well, we'll get into winter later. I'm not going to ask you to predict because, well, I'd have to pay you. But how did you get into meteorology?
Well, you know, weather people and pilots, I think, have a lot in common. You talk to a pilot, and I did work at the airlines for a number of years, and it's like they never wanted to do anything else in their life but fly and just couldn't imagine doing anything else. And for weather, it's much the same sort of a thing. You kind of get the bug, you're hooked on it at an early age, at least I was. Some people start a little later, and that's just the only direction I ever wanted to go into from when I was a kid.
Okay. How did your career begin?
Well,
in weather, that is.
Yeah, I, you know, did all the coursework that I needed to from the get-go. I was a pretty good student, and sort of focused on that sort of a thing, earth science and math and physics in high school, and was only looking at colleges that offered meteorology. So I went to NYU in the Bronx, which in those days when I was in college did offer meteorology as a major. Now they don't. But got everything I needed, the BS and also a master's degree. And then I started, when I was a graduate student, I started in some research programs in air quality area, in the air pollution area. So that's really the first area of meteorology that I worked in, was in the air quality and air pollution area, sort of taking records and readings of what the air quality was like, and also the factors in meteorology and weather that affected that, like what the prevailing wind was in a certain area, what the stability was, and what they call dispersion types of properties, not only in New York, but when you work in the air quality area, if you work on contracts, you kind of go around the country. So that was the first job where I was able to do a lot of traveling and sort of examine pollution in other parts of the country relatively early in my career.
Okay, how did you, well, first of all, we're talking to Mike Bono here on the web radio WCWP on the Mike Shamari Show. How did you get started at the Weather Channel?
Okay, well then I really have to kind of get the link between the air quality thing, which I was doing mostly when I was working on my master's degree, and on into forecasting. Suddenly I got an opportunity as a forecaster, which was always my first love. I did that at American Airlines at LaGuardia Airport for 4 years. And then I was sort of thinking about doing the TV thing and got an opportunity to do that part-time on Long Island in Huntington as a local station. It was very local, and I was the guy that did the show every night, and I did that for a couple of years. Then I moved on to Bangor, Maine with my first really full-time weather job as a chief meteorologist there, and then I went on to the Weather Channel after kind of dabbling in it for 5 or 6 years between Long Island and New England, and that lasted 15 years, and that was a good experience. I lived in Atlanta and started a family down there, and really got to become a Southerner over those years, and I know that you're a big fan of the Weather Channel, and
yes.
It was quite the place to be working as a TV weathercaster.
We're talking with Mike Bono here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. What was it like working with the other meteorologists, both on and off camera, at the Weather Channel?
It was a great experience, Mike. A lot of people, when they ask me about those days, they think I was one of the first ones. But and now that they've been on the air for, I guess, must be 23 years,
mm-hmm.
It's gone way back. But actually, I started with the Weather Channel 5 years after they started. I was there in 1987. So there were just so many people there that were charter members that I felt like I was, a newcomer. And now if you look back 20-something years, a lot of people kind of think that I was one of the first. But that's one of the reasons why I enjoyed getting here at Capital News 9 in Albany, because I was a charter member. I always sort of was sorry that I wasn't at the Weather Channel from the beginning. But I did get to work with some of these people that were, really quite experienced and really weather junkies, if you want to call them that.
Mm-hmm.
And they also had the stories, all the stories from day one back at the Weather Channel when they were just, operating on a shoestring and a prayer. And during the early days when things were so lean that they almost closed down because they weren't making ends meet. But, luckily the owner, Landmark Communications, had faith in them and had sunk the money and thought that they would turn the corner, which the predictions were they would. And sure enough, they turned the corner and then were making profits like, they had only dreamed of several years later. So life was good, in those golden days of the Weather Channel.
Mm-hmm. And there is a website devoted to those golden days and the present day at the Weather Channel, twcclassics.com.
I know, you told me about that, and I did visit that briefly, and I really want to sit down with a cup of coffee and take a closer look at it, because I'm sure there's some things in there that I'm going to enjoy.
And we want to give a hello to Chaz Abel and Matt Maron, the creators of that website. But back to Mike Bono. Have you been in contact with anybody at the Weather Channel recently?
Yes. In fact, for family reasons, my daughter had, after we left Atlanta, my daughter had a workshop for her school down at the Fox Theater, which is a venue that runs all kinds of, let's say stage shows and name entertainment and movies down in mm-hmm. downtown Atlanta. So we went, I guess, around January of the first year that we lived in Albany, we went back. And I visited the folks there. And then the following 2 years, my son was involved on a robotics team in high school, and the national championships were in Atlanta, so I had an excuse to go back the two following years. And every time I went back, I did visit the folks down there, and it was just like I had never left, renewing old acquaintances, and everybody was glad to see me, and I was glad to see them. But also, it was easy to see the evolution and the changes and the fact that it's become a big national TV network, which it wasn't exactly when I first got there, that's for sure.
Yes, and along those lines, here at Cablevision here in New York, they back when you were first started at the Weather Channel, they would split time with Weather Channel and a sports network.
So I remember that.
And it became 24 hours only in 1996.
Wow. Yeah, I remember hearing that down in Atlanta and thinking, holy cow, my old hometown area can't even run the Weather Channel 24 hours a day. What's the matter with them?
Well, they finally got their act together. And
I'm glad they did. By the way, Cablevision did sort of absorb that small company that I worked with in Huntington and my first TV job back in the early 80s. So they have grown quite a bit. And talk about some of the history and archives there. The Landmark Communications and the Weather Channel did put out a book, actually. I think it was something in the way of the first 20 years of the Weather Channel.
That's right.
And so not only is there a website, but there was a book written about the early days and the evolution into the present, at least at that time, after the first 20 years were over
mm-hmm.
in 2002.
Yes. Wonder what they're going to do for 25 years in a couple of years.
I guess get a silver cup filled with something to drink.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Mike Bono, formerly of the Weather Channel, currently of Capital News 9 in Albany, here on the Mike Shamari Show on Web Radio WCWP. We've talked about the Weather Channel, we've talked about the past, but let's talk about the present as far as weather is concerned. What are your thoughts on this past hurricane season?
Oh, I was just looking at my favorite site on that, which is Wikipedia.com, and if you search hurricane season 2005 there, they have everything you'd ever want to ask about this hurricane season and other hurricane seasons, and just the superlatives are running wild. In fact, I just happen to have the Weather Channel on a monitor here where I'm working in Albany, and they have named now the 26th storm. At least, of course, this was recorded when they named the 26th storm. As I was speaking to you,
yes,
they were naming...
It is. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mike. It's November 29th as we record this interview. It's December 14th when it's airing. So now you know, folks. Okay, go ahead.
As we were recording this interview, Tropical Storm Epsilon has been named. So it's almost like my head is spinning. We're sort of in uncharted territory, and I've been watching the weather very carefully all these years. And when I was with the Weather Channel, tropical weather was one of my the things I really liked a lot, and it's just amazing to see all these named storms just one after another, now into the fifth letter of the Greek alphabet, at least at that time we were taping, and a record number of hurricanes, Category 5, the strongest storm ever on record in terms of pressure with Wilma. You name it, we've had it this season. It's just been incredible. You're wondering, how could you possibly follow that act?
Yeah, I mean, hopefully we never have to follow that act. But you never know.
Yes, and, it's funny because they keep on saying, and the official end of the hurricane season is November 30th, but we all know, if we look in the record books, that December has had storms, too, and even January on rare occasions. So just because the official hurricane season ends, of course, doesn't mean you can't get some more, especially in this wacky year of 2005.
Right. Mother Nature doesn't follow a schedule, usually.
Mother Nature doesn't know about that stuff.
No. That's why it snows in April sometimes.
In
New York, anyway.
Yeah. They talk normals and averages, but, when is the weather ever normal?
Exactly. Well, what have you heard? I'm not asking you what do you predict for, but what have you heard about this upcoming winter here in the Northeast?
Well, Mike, I have been, looking around and checking things, and the two sources I usually look at are the National Weather Service, the government, and also at WSI, the WSI Corporation. They have a website called IntelliCast, and the expert there is a fellow named Joe DeLeo, who was actually the first director of meteorology at the Weather Channel, and now he's one of the higher management people over there, and he is a real genius when it comes to this stuff. And they both seem to be in agreement on at least projection for this winter, which is really neither warm nor cold, neither snowy nor not snowy. The signals, as they call them, that they're getting from the different weather parameters, just as the experts forecasted an extremely busy hurricane season based on the signals early this year, the signals for the winter are sort of indeterminate, saying that, well, we have as much of a chance of seeing it milder than we do colder, and as much a chance as we have seeing it wetter or snowier than not as snowy. But with that, just that was the prediction for last season as well. With that, I would think you'd have to watch out for some variations, kind of like we've had already in November, from record warmth to some pretty cold and even snowy weather in the Northeast. I think even with an average winter, we could get some swings, and like last year, it didn't turn out to be a cold winter, but everybody knows how cold it was in January.
Mm-hmm.
So even in an average winter, you could get something like back in 93, you got the tremendous, what they call, superstorm of 93, or storm of the century, as some people called it, in New York City with record high tides and damaging winds in December 92. There was a nor'easter.
Mm-hmm. I remember that.
Even in a season that turned out to be average, if you just look at the numbers.
Yes. Well, I think that the December 92 storm and the superstorm of 93 are two of the storms that kept me, or that allowed me to, that were the reason I moved from Freeport to Wantagh.
Oh, away from the water.
Yes, exactly. I live about a mile and a half inland now.
Well, that's a safe thing to do, especially since so many hurricane experts, just as they were talking about New Orleans as an accident waiting to happen for so many years, are also, unfortunately, talking about the south shore of Long Island being very vulnerable to not only nor'easters, but a major hurricane that could come up at some point in time.
Well, you don't like to think about it, but it could happen.
But let me talk, I might want to mention that, you know, there are some people out there maybe a little bit more on the edge of forecasters that are, you know, looking for, maybe they're looking for publicity, I don't know, that talk about a pretty rough winter coming up. And if you look at hurricane seasons, if you just wanted to look at correlations, and I don't think that you have a big enough database, enough years to really say that this follows, but for instance, 1995 was a very busy hurricane season. I believe there were 19 storms.
Yes, that's right.
And then you have that great blizzard in January 96, mm-hmm. and a pretty nasty winter. 1933 was previously the busiest hurricane season ever before this one, and then the winter of 1934 was a severe one in New York City with the coldest temperature ever of 15 below and plenty of snow, at least up until maybe a few years ago. It was, I believe, the third snowiest winter. In the Northeast, like in the late 60s, we had, Camille, the season of Camille was 69, and I was just looking at Albany's records, and then the three seasons after that had above average snowfall. So once in a while, it seems like you get a very busy hurricane year. 1955 was a busy hurricane year. The winter of 55-56 was a busy snow year. Once in a while, you'll get a busy hurricane year, and it'll be followed by a busy winter. So, you know, that might be one of those signals that that people look at that might be leaning in that direction. But again, that's we just have a few years we can look at. It's not like 100 of them.
Right. Well, we'll see what happens.
And yeah, that we will.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was going to ask how you're doing at Capital News 9, but you're a busy man, so I think we're going to let you go.
Well, thank you. And, things are going well. You could always click on our website, capitalnews9.com, for my latest forecast when I'm in, which is the early part of the day, Monday to Friday. And it's a 24-hour news channel, and they keep me busy here, definitely. And I'm
okay.
Enjoying my second lifetime in New York.
Well, we're glad you're enjoying it, and thank you very much for this interview.
Sure enough.
Okay, well, this has been Mike Bono here on the Mike Shamari Show, and we'll be right back with more music.